Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 247. Here is the extracted text from the image added. Black says he didn't see him look at it. Whereupon the following occurred. Mr. Rosser, he is misstating the evidence. Rogers never said he didn't look at the body. He said he was behind him and didn't know whether he did or not, and Black says he didn't know whether he did or not. Mr. Dorsey, Rogers said he never did look at that body. Mr. Arnold, I think that isn't the evidence. Rogers said he didn't know and couldn't answer whether he saw it or not, and Black said the same thing. Mr. Dorsey, resuming, I am not going to quibble with you. The truth is, and you know it, that when that man Frank went down there to look at that body of that poor girl, to identify her, that he never went in that room, and if he did look at her long enough to identify her, neither John Black nor Rogers nor Geeling knew it. I tell you, gentlemen of the jury, that the truth of this thing is that Frank never looked at the body of that poor girl. But if he did, it was just a glance, as the electric light was flashed on and immediately turned and went into another room. Mr. Rosser, there isn't a bit of proof that he went into another room. I object again, sir. There isn't a particle of proof of that. The court, look it up and see what was said. Mr. Dorsey, I know this evidence. Mr. Rosser, if your honor allows it to go on, there's no use looking it up. He never said anything about going into another room. The court, what is your remembrance about that? Mr. Rosser, it isn't true. Your honor. Mr. Dorsey, I challenge you to produce it. Mr. Rosser, there's no use to challenge it if he goes on and makes the argument they make, those deductions for which there's no basis. But when he makes a misstatement of the evidence, it's perfectly useless to go on and look it up, and we decline to look it up. Mr. Dorsey, I insist that they look it up. I insist that I'm sticking to the facts. Mr. Rosser, no, you are not.